Yes, Kenny, final whistle went there about a few minutes ago, and not really the scoreline City Derry would have wanted. City Derry 7, Bangor 14, so Bangor go away with the 4 points. At least Derry have a losing bonus point, which is something, because of the way this table is at the moment, everything counts. But not the, as I say, Derry were quite confident, I think, before this game today. And to be honest, 14-7 flattered them quite a lot. I mean, Bangor totally dominated their scrum. Every time there was a Derry scrum, there was a penalty. The lineouts, to be fair to Derry, they were reasonably good. But on the rolling mauls, Bangor were much, much stronger. And it's hard to understand how they didn't manage to get over the line at least once, if not twice. I said before that just before half time, they were just laid siege to the Derry line. But I mean, the Derry defence held firm, and that, you can only admire that. And maybe in the games, that the six games left, that might be a big thing for them, because it's going to be a dogfight from now to the end of the season to pick up points, because home victories are necessary. And I mean, Derry have to go to Clonmel, Bruff, and Omagh. And they also have Skerries to come here, so, and Sunday as well. So, as I say, there's no easy games left at the moment. But having said that, they got a losing bonus point. But Bangor really deserved this result today. Much better Bangor side than I saw in the last game. Completely dominant up front, as I said. They took the lead after 4 minutes, and they showed what they were made of with the picking and driving of their forwards. And it was their loose head prop, Phil White, got over in the corner. Oscar Yandle, the right half, converted from wide out. So that was 7-0 after only 4 minutes. But to be fair to Derry, they hit back, and David Ferguson, their inspirational captain, he made a lovely break and fed Simon Logue, who went in under the post, and Alec McDonald converted. So that made it 7 points all. Unfortunately, Simon Logue was come off near the end with what looked like an ankle injury, and he's had trouble with that. So they could, if he's not available next week, that's a big blow for them. So at half time, 7-7, despite the fact that Bangor dominated the closing 10 minutes. Then, 27 minutes, Bangor had their second score. Whenever, after a succession of scrums, at least 8, Derry were penalised each time. The referee ran out of patience. Bangor were driving forward, and the scrum just capitulated. So he ran on under the post. So that was a penalty try, 7 points. And that finished the scoring. But as I said, in the second half, there were glimpses. Derry had a few opportunities. Once, I don't know why they kicked the ball when they had two men over, and unfortunately went for a line-out, and that didn't come to anything. But, you know, it'll be disappointing for Coach Richard McCarter. I'm hoping to have a word with him shortly. But again, this was a home game. They had to win it, and they haven't. And really, it's going to be a bit of soul-searching until next week, the game next week, because it's going to take on an even bigger task than what was today. So, disappointment all round here at Judges Road in All-Ireland League Division 2C. Final score was City of Derry 7, Bangor 14.